This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
So we had a Bloomberg story last week. It talked about how the $6.5 trillion U.S. ETF industry boomed last year, but the fanfare revealed a major flaw in the space, the lack of women helming the funds. Enter Emerge. It's a Toronto-based independent fund manager with an affiliate in Buffalo, New York. This firm striving to improve those figures with one of the first all-women exchange-traded fund investment teams in the United States.
We've got two members of the Emerge team with us right now. We welcome Lisa Langley, CEO and founder of Emerge Capital Management, and Kate Faddis, Senior Portfolio Manager at Fernwood Investment Management. It's an Emerge Empower sub-advisor. Both join us on the phone. Lisa's in Buffalo and Kate is in Boston. Lisa, I want to start with you. Just bring us an idea of how this all came together.
Good afternoon, Tim and Carol. Thank you so much for having us on. We have been working on Empower and trying to raise the profile of women portfolio managers for several years. We needed to do it in an impactful way to send a big message to the industry. So on September 8th and 9th, with four talented sub-advisors and five ETFs, we launched five in the U.S. and five in Canada over the span of 2 days. And it was very exciting, and that's really what we want to do, send a message that this is possible, that women deserve the attention, and these are all senior, talented managers.
So Lisa, I think I know the
race.
Well, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway, because maybe I don't. Is this, as you said, you want to send a message. Is it also important, though, getting assets in and getting some traction here and then performance as a result?
100%, Carol. We have to show that we can earn our place at the table. We're not asking for charity because we happen to be women portfolio managers. We just want to have a shot. We just want to earn our place. The biggest issue in the industry is that there's a lack of disclosure. You know, all the evidence and the numbers that tell you, okay, only 11% are women portfolio managers, or 2% of strategies, or 5% of assets. It all comes from self-reported numbers and institutional databases. It's crazy.
Yeah, transparency. We talk about this just generally in terms of ESG and understanding what that means. But you're right. The transparency within all of this is highly lacking. Kate, come on in. This story by Peyton Forte of Bloomberg News definitely caught our attention. Come on in, though. You're a sub-advisor to Empower. Tell us about, you know, your interest and your wanting to be involved in this.
Well, I love the investment business. I love managing money, and for me, this is an amazing opportunity. And Lisa, I felt very fortunate to be included, and I said, why not? Let's do it.
What has been the reception so far as you're out there, Kate?
I think it's been overwhelmingly positive. People, will snarkily say, I don't care about male, female, I just care about performance. We know that's not really true.
So, really? Wait, tell us a little bit about that, because Carol and I run into this all the time when we talk about how companies do. And hey, we're just getting started when it comes to earnings season right now. And we see stocks get punished if they miss on the top line or on the bottom line. So we know that people really care about performance. But what data do you have to show that they care also about the other fundamentals?
Right. I mean, I think people are saying they don't care about the other fundamentals, but I think they actually do. So you'll hear comments like, oh, well, this is just about identity politics. And then I say, identity politics has been happening for 100 years. We haven't had a woman in the White House, not because, or a Jew or anything else, not because no one was qualified. So these things are important, and when you call it out and put a highlight on it, you're not asking for a handout. You're just saying there's maybe a different reason that women haven't gotten these positions. It's not because we're not qualified.
No, Lisa, listen, you're preaching to the choir. Totally agree. And, you know, Lisa, we want to bring you back into this. I mean, Tim and I and many here at Bloomberg have spent years talking about the McKinsey studies, the other studies about the importance of diversity in boardrooms or just generally at companies and how that improves financial performance. And so I just kind of am like, I don't get it. It's out there. Why aren't we seeing more diversity, more women involved, but just more diversity in general when it comes to running investment team. So, you know, lay it out for us in terms of why I understand you wanting to send a message, but why it's taken so long for more of this to happen.
Because no one's being called out on not reporting on diversity because there isn't any regulatory or legally compulsory requirement to disclose who's running money under the hood. We have, like, the name of a team. To what you were just saying, Tim, we can track performance six ways to Sunday. We know all the widgets under the hood inside of a fund, but we really don't get after who that team is, and it's not required. It's only self-reported into institutional databases. According to eVestment, only 19% of firms are reporting that information, and they're the smallest firms that represent less than 8% of the assets of the $37 trillion that are reported on investment.
Lisa, it's a tough time.
We need firms to report.
Lisa, it's a tough time to sort of have a new fund, to be launching funds. How are you looking at the environment right now?
I think the environment, you have to come out in the ashes. You know, I've launched new things before, you know, when the towers, you know, fell, 9/11, and I believe that, one, to get attention, and two, to really have a value proposition, and it's so competitive, as you know. You were talking, you know, Carol, about the growth of the industry.
Yeah.
It's fast-paced. There's a lot going on here, right? A global compound annual growth rate of 27% on ETFs. So we said, okay, we're going to come out with all women managers, all experienced senior managers, over 20 years of experience, all actively managed, doing fundamental bottom-up, all concentrated portfolios, and a heavy-duty sustainability overlay that's run by the Emerge team. We did a lot of groundwork and research, and institutions and broker-dealers told us that's what they wanted. So we're really just trying to round the wagons and collect on all these promises that they'd be there to support us.
Hey, basic question, and just got about a minute left here. And Kate, let me just bring you back just quickly. I mean, what kind of money are we seeing coming into the ETFs? I know it's early on, but what kind of flows are coming in?
That's really a question for Lisa.
Oh, okay. Forgive me. Lisa, come on back.
Yeah. No. I mean, we're early into it. We launched in September, very rough market, as you know, from then to the end of the year. We're probably, you know, to be quite honest, flows are in the $3 million range, so certainly not, you know, we haven't hit our goal, but I believe that all the conversations that we have and all the institutions that said they would support us, I believe they most definitely will. It's too important.
Yeah.
All of these managers have long track records, so, you know, they earn their place at the table, and we'd love to tell more at emergecm.com.
Right.
You know, or send us an email, support@emergecm.com.
All right. Well, good to check in with you.
I will say all but one are outperforming the S&P 500 since they launched.
All right. Well, good to hear that. Lisa Langley, Chief Executive Officer and Founder of Emerge Capital Management, and Kate Faddis, Senior Portfolio Manager at Fernwood Investment Management.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.